KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Marissa Hovde reporting for KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Sidney Crosby had his second career playoff hat trick, and the Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Ottawa Senators 4-3 on Friday night to take a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Brendan Morrow added his first playoff goal in more than 5 years. Tomas Vokoun made 19 saves, and the Penguins rode their superstar captain to their fourth straight victory. Crosby beat Craig Anderson 3 times in the game's first 22 minutes, sending the goalie to the bench after stopping 18 of 21 shots. Kyle Turris, Colin Greening, and Jean-Gabriel Pigot scored for the Senators, but couldn't stop Ottawa from falling into a deep hole against the Eastern Conference's top seed. The Senators have never won a playoff series after dropping the first 2 games. Game 3 is Sunday in Ottawa. David Freese hit a grand slam for his first homer of the season, and the St. Louis Cardinals used a 5-run first inning to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 7-6 on Friday night. The Brewers made it close on a pair of 3-run homers by Aramis Ramirez off Jamie Garcia before losing for the 13th time in 15 games. The bottom 4 spots in the lineup were a combined 0-15. The NL Central leading Cardinals had 5 hits and a walk while batting around against Willie Peralta in the first, but the right-hander was still in the game when Garcia was chased with 1 out in the 6th. Milwaukee got 1 hit in 3 2-3 innings against 3 relievers, with Edward Mujica working in the 9th for his 12th save in 12 chances. Matt Harvey won his 5th straight decision, allowing 5 hits in 7 1-3 innings and singling in the go-ahead run in the 7th to lead the New York Mets over the Chicago Cubs 3-2 on Friday. Daniel Murphy and David Wright homered for the Mets, and right fielder Marlon Byrd preserved the lead by throwing out a runner at the plate in the 8th inning. The Mets won consecutive games for the first time since May 1st and 3rd. Harvey won his first 4 starts of the year, then failed to get a decision in his next 4 starts. Adam Rosales hit a go-ahead home run leading off the 8th inning. Josh Donaldson also connected, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Kansas City Royals 2-1 on Friday night. Sean Doolittle pitched the 8th for the win in relief of Jared Parker, as the reigning AL West champions earned just their 3rd victory in the last 11 games. Oakland finally got to James Shields in the late innings, nearly 10 months after he pitched a 3-hit shutout here last July 31st for the Tampa Bay Rays. The right-hander matched his season high with 9 strikeouts. David Lowe hit an RBI double hours after his promotion from the minors and also made a great throw to get Brandon Moss at 2nd as he tried to stretch a leadoff single in the 4th. Johnny Gomes hit a sacrifice fly in the 10th inning to lift the Boston Red Sox to another comeback victory, 3-2 over the Minnesota Twins on Friday night. The Red Sox have won 3 straight after losing 10 of their previous 14 games, while the Twins have lost 3 in a row after winning 6 of 9. Twins reliever Josh Reneke gave up a single and a walk to open the 10th. After a sacrifice bunt, Stephen Drew was intentionally walked to load the bases. Then Gomes sent a drive to center field where Aaron Hicks caught the ball, but double-clutched on his throw and didn't have a chance to get the speedy Dustin Pedroia. Alex Wilson picked up the victory by getting the last out of the 9th, and Koji Uehara threw a perfect 10th for his first save. St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Jake Westbrook has received another elbow treatment, the Associated Press has learned, likely pushing back his return. The right-hander is on the 15-day disabled list with elbow inflammation and had been scheduled to throw Friday night. He told the AP he had an injection to his elbow Thursday. Rookie John Gast is set to make his second start in place of the 35-year-old Westbrook on Sunday against the Brewers. The Cardinals had estimated Westbrook would miss only two starts. Westbrook is 2-1 with a 1.62 ERA in seven starts. His DL move is retroactive to May 9th. The Indiana Pacers don't know whether George Hill will play tonight in Game 6 against New York. It's not something they can worry about. Instead, Coach Frank Vogel is tweaking lineups and making adjustments just in case Hill can't pass his concussion tests before tip-off, and the Knicks are preparing as if Indiana will have its starting point guard back in the lineup. NBA rules require players to feel symptom-free at rest and symptom-free when they are under exertion, too, before a team doctor can determine that the player is ready to return from a head injury. With Hill, the Pacers took a 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. Without him Thursday night, the Knicks kept their playoff hopes alive with an 85-75 win at Madison Square Garden. The NBA Kings aren't going anywhere. Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson says a deal has been signed that ensures the franchise will not relocate. Earlier in the week, the league made it known that it had rejected a bid to move the club to Seattle. Former U.S. Open champion Ken Venturi has died at age 82, just 12 days after he was inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Venturi had been hospitalized the last 2 months for a spinal infection, pneumonia, and an intestinal infection. He won the 1964 U.S. Open at Congressional, despite playing with severe dehydration and overcame a childhood stuttering problem, to spend 35 years in the broadcast booth with CBS Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs have signed former Kansas defensive end Tobin Opperum as an undrafted free agent after trying him out as a fullback during rookie minicamp. The Chiefs announced the move in a statement Friday. The 6'1", 250-pound Opperum began his career with the Jayhawks as a running back, gaining 554 yards and scoring 9 touchdowns during the 2009 season. He moved to linebacker as a sophomore and played defensive end the past 2 seasons, making 109 tackles and 6.5 sacks in his career. Kansas City has turned over the fullback position this offseason, trading cornerback Javier Arenas to the Arizona Cardinals for Anthony Sherman and drafting Braden Wilson out of Kansas State. The son of the U.S. National Swim Team director is reporting that Michael Phelps is planning a comeback for the 2016 Rio Olympics. Peter Bush, whose father Frank oversees the American program, is a news anchor at WBBH, an NBC television affiliate in Fort Myers, Florida. A brief story from the younger Bush, posted on the station's website Friday evening, says Phelps is plotting his return to the pool and hopes to compete at the next Olympics. Phelps has said repeatedly his swimming career is over, winning 18 gold medals and 22 medals overall, more than any other Olympian. He retired at the age of 27 immediately after last summer's London Olympics. Phelps went on Twitter to downplay the report, but he didn't specifically deny it either. Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN Sports.